This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Today we're discussing the election outcome, your feelings, and some of the implications for a whole range of issues. I'm going to get to that set of issues and that issue list after the vice president gives her concession speech, which we're going to carry live here on Civic Media. So keep it locked if you're interested in that. But I wanted to share something that I am guessing you all have heard before. It really requires no introduction. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak out for me. I will speak up for you. And I hope that you speak up for me and each other. Because that is how we will move forward. To speak up and act up. That is what we will do next. Joe from Madison, thanks so much. Wanted to give you a chance. I really appreciate your patience. What would you like to say today?
I agree, Maggie. We got to be there for each other. And one of the ways that we can be there for each other is to challenge each other when something is wrong. And you did it very well in a previous segment for a man who was unable to apparently quite grasp what we were saying about percentage of income for tax in regards to Elon Musk. I wanted to challenge it to another caller who had said very casually, well, I think people were really tired of the left-wing scandals, to which I would say, are you kidding me? We have a president in Trump who basically, he ran through a coup, and there were the questions of payoffs to porn stars, the 34 felony convictions. Come on, what are you talking about? And then I would also add, after that, he said, and I thought it was really an amazing statement. He said, and we have to get our economy back. We just got through a global pandemic, and Joe Biden's management of that led to 16 million jobs. That is unprecedented in our history. Our unemployment is at the lowest level it has been in 50 years, and inflation is close to the 2% mark that people, the economists, like us to have. You'll see magazine covers that say we are leading the world in terms of our recovery from the COVID experience. 60,000 infrastructure projects that he was able to get through. I mean, I'll tell you what's ahead, especially with Elon Musk, who, may I remind you, is, you know, a trust fund baby out of South Africa. Dad ran Emerald Mines. He's not somebody who started from scratch anywhere. And he is supposed to be our government efficiency expert. And his plan is he has said he wants to cut $2 trillion out of our budget. But yet Trump says he's going to be able to do that without Security or Medicare. If he does that, there's a whale of other things that are going to be going by the wayside to get to that $2 trillion, including the FBI, the VA, the FAA, the NIH. People,
Department of Education.
And it doesn't take that long to do the research to find it. And I think your ability, one of the things as we go forward is we have to say when something is apparently wrong. You can't just let this stuff fly. You have to be able to say, no, I'm sorry this makes you uncomfortable, but you are wrong, and here's the reason why you are wrong, and have that information. And you as an economist are certainly able to talk about tax tables more than most people can. So I appreciate your efforts, Maggie, and you know, we got to stay tight and move forward.
Couldn't agree with you more, Joe. Absolutely. A dissertation, if you will, on how misguided that comment was from the previous caller. Now, what isn't misguided about what he was trying to get at is the fact that the middle class is getting screwed, and they're getting screwed by the tax code. That is what all of this is about. There is no rational reason on planet Earth why a dollar earned from actual work is taxed at a higher rate than a dollar earned from wealth. The dollars are identical. We have to stop that nonsense. This is a fight that everyone can get behind. Maybe not everyone, because of that guy, but nearly all of us get behind. Regular people want billionaires to pay more, period. Let's have that fight, because if the government is properly funded, we will be able to do better for all of us. If it is not, say goodbye to veterans benefits, child care, affordable child care, affordable housing. All of those things become much more difficult. Say goodbye to a border wall. I mean, but the military-industrial complex, I'm sure, will do just fine because they donate, and they donate a lot. So it's this corruption, it's this tax code corruption coupled with this incredible corruption where we have had a Supreme Court tell us that money is speech and corporations are people. Any conservative listening right now, can we all agree that we need to get money out of politics? That we might need that constitutional amendment to tell our Supreme Court that they're out of their freaking minds? These are the two things, money and politics and the tax code, that if we could do better on these two things, which there is universal agreement amongst conservatives and progressives on those two things, we would be in a much, much better world and situation. Carol from Madison, thank you for your patience. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. What would you like to say this afternoon?
I feel for you. I haven't cried yet because I'm numb.
Yes.
I am terrified for my my gay, lesbian, trans friends.
Yes.
I don't understand how my friends are going to explain this to their young daughters. I can't listen to her concession speech. I'm heartbroken. Although I volunteered at the polls last night, and I was impressed with how many Gen Zers showed up, registered, and voted. That gives me a little bit of hope for the future.
Yes.
I'm afraid of, I'm going to be a dictator on day one. I'm afraid for who's going to get arrested and.
Yeah, let's just jump in right there, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. Folks, you can share your thoughts, especially on the phone lines. It's nearly impossible for me to keep up with the text lines. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump has an enemies list. What is he going to do with that? Right? Like, does Joe Biden have to preemptively pardon from what series of crimes, I don't know, Jack Smith and every single frontline prosecutor that has touched any of those cases? By the way, here's what's going to happen in the New York State. I'm just going to jump into the issues now. I want to move into some of these issues as we await the vice president's concession speech. Here's what's going to happen with the New York fraud case. He's never going to spend a day in jail. And in fact, the entire conviction, which technically isn't a conviction in the state of New York until you are sentenced, I think it gets vacated. And here's why. Or held in abeyance, The Constitution and this Supreme Court just declared in the immunity decision that a president basically can't be substantially inhibited from exercising nearly untrammeled presidential decision making. Well, yeah, putting somebody in jail is going to substantially inhibit presidential decision making. So that ain't happening. I'll tell you that much right now. Not happening. And I don't know off the top of my head what the statute of limitations is, or if it somehow gets implicated if his sentencing is held in abeyance until after his term is over. So that man ain't going to jail soon. And the DOJ announced today, it was reported on NBC around 11 a.m. today, that the DOJ is basically packing up their boxes for the super secret documents case and the January 6th insurrection case. And of course, the Georgia matter is screwed up beyond all recognition. So, think about who's on the enemies list. Like, does CBS get their license yanked? Maybe Civic Media does. I mean, who freaking knows? Liz Cheney, does she get arrested? Adam Kinzinger, anybody on the J6 House Committee? Hillary Clinton, are there arrest warrants drawn up for her within minutes of him being sworn in? All the January 6th convicts who beat up police officers, some of whom died. Enrique Tarrio, they all get pardoned and released from federal prisons? Does Joe Biden have to pardon his son? Does Joe Biden pardon himself? I mean, this is where we're at. Oh, and by the way, Aileen Cannon is either becoming attorney general or she's getting appointed to the Supreme Court. And make no mistake, I mean, forget, I think it was Matt Walsh just posted on the Twit or Truth Social that, like, oh yeah, we can say out loud now that Project 2025 is actually our plan. We're going to do that. So are thousands of federal civil service workers having their civil service protections stripped from them over the course of months? Are they getting forced out the door? You couple that, right, with what Donald Trump is about to do to our federal court system. Yeah, I'm afraid. But I'm angry too. And I'll tell you what, nobody likes me when I'm angry. I'm one of those uppity women. We're going to talk more when we come back as we await the vice president's concession speech. I'm Maggie Dawn. Your calls, texts, and input welcome this afternoon. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We dig into more of these issues, the implications of Donald Trump's second term as president. We come back after these brief messages. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just had Andy from Wausau text in that it is the funniest show ever today. All the crying and complaining over Trump winning the election is hilarious. Keep it up. Thanks, Andy from Wausau. Here's what I have to say to you. I may be crying, but I'm also angry. I think a lot of people are going to be angry. That is something that we share in common. Here's what I think we should be angry at, Andy. I think we should be angry at an economy that doesn't work for middle-class people. Are you angry about that? Because I am. Are you angry about a tax code that allows billionaires to pay little to nothing? Because I am. I don't think that that's fair. Are you angry that minimum wage in this country is poverty wages? It's not a minimum wage. Because I'm angry about that. Are you angry about the fact that Donald Trump is going to appoint justices and judges to federal courts that will substantially curtail the rights of women that you love? Forget abortion. Just general women's rights are deeply under threat. Does that make you angry, Andy? Does it make you angry that we will be ushering in a society where black and brown people are viewed universally with suspicion? Is racism something that makes you angry, Andy? Because it makes me angry. I think it makes most of us angry. So you can laugh at my tears, brother, but I'm getting to work. And I think all of us listening are getting to work, and we're going to try to get to work on the things that matter to you too. Matt from Middleton, what would you like to say this afternoon? I think you wanted to talk about that enemies list. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, Maggie. I wanted to ask, and I want to be clear about this. The very first journalist, activist, talk show host, anyone that he tries to jail because he doesn't like them, I think our reaction has to be loud, it has to be clear, and it has to be strong and defiant. Because if we let the first one happen, it'll be over and over again. And that Andy guy that thinks it's funny, fascism will come for you too eventually. So laugh while you can, because you're going to be poor just like the rest of us, buddy.
I hear you, Matt. The vice president is taking the stage right now. She's at Howard University in Washington, D.C., her alma mater. You can hear Beyoncé's Freedom playing in the background, which has become her signature song. We're going to continue to carry Vice President Harris's concession speech, walking out to a crowd of supporters waving American flags. Boy, it's good to see her.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let me say, and I love you back. And I love you back. So let me say, my heart is full today. My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for, but hear me when I say, hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up and as long as we keep fighting. To my beloved Doug and our family, I love you so very much. To President Biden and Dr. Biden, thank you for your faith and support. To Governor Walz and the Walz family, I know your service to our nation will continue. And to my extraordinary team, to the volunteers who gave so much of themselves, to the poll workers and the local election officials, I thank you all. Look, I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it. And the way we ran it over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country, with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future. And we did it with the knowledge that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. Now, I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together. Look, many of you know I started out as a prosecutor, and throughout my career, I saw people at some of the worst times in their lives. People who had suffered great harm and great pain, and yet found within themselves the strength and the courage and the resolve to take the stand, to take a stand, to fight for justice, to fight for themselves, to fight for others. So let their courage be our inspiration. Let their determination be our charge. And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars? I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service. H.U. And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America. I thank you all. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. I thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Vice President Harris giving her concession speech. Brief remarks, but powerful. Ending with optimism, faith, truth, and service to fulfill the extraordinary promise of America. Vice President Kamala Harris giving her concession speech, wrapping up just moments ago, coming in at I think maybe around like 10 minutes or so. We're going to go to a break, I believe. We are going to a break. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you why I became a lawyer. I'm going to give you some resources and I'm going to talk about where the fight goes next, because when we fight, we may not win today, but we fight until we win, because we must. We fight for all of us until we free us, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
All right, Bob Ward is on. Do you want to bring him in?
Nope.
Nope, okay.
Thanks. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to talk about some of the issues, the implications of Donald Trump's reelection, and I'm going to get to those in a minute. I'm also going to be talking about what do we do now, where to focus your energies. But before we get to both of those things, I do want to share, again, some resources with all of you, especially my friends and loved ones in the LGBTQIA plus community. First of all, if anyone is feeling alone and considering any thoughts of self-harm, please call or text the 988 Lifeline. Again, thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for helping establish that as a nationwide mental health lifeline. You can also call it if you think a friend is in trouble and you need some resources and guidance to help you. Again, that's the 988 Lifeline. The Trevor Project also provides 24/7 crisis counseling. An on-demand mental wellness app can be downloaded at safeuse.org/hearme. That's safeuse.org/hearme. You can find an LGBTQ plus center by going to lgbtqcenters.org. PFLAG, you can find a chapter at pflag.org/find-a-chapter. And last, and certainly not least, please check in on any and all young folks that are trans or queer in the queer community. And they can find an online chat space at qchatspace.org. Again, that's qchatspace.org. And I'm going to just say right now, one of the things that we can do every day is stand up to hatred, to shout it down, and to demand better. The motivations for the votes, in my opinion, were the fear and the feeling that my family isn't okay, I'm not okay, I am at risk. And it was amplified, it was twisted and metastasized into this grotesquery of racism and misogyny and homophobia and xenophobia. But the fear and the reasons for it are real and they have to be dealt with. And largely, it's driven by economic uncertainty because it is true that the middle class is getting screwed. And we're going to have lots of fights. And a fight begins today over the tax code, over wage policy. We got to do better. So go check out organizations like the Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, ITEP.org, nonpartisan, nonprofit. Educate yourself. Share the information with others. Let's get out of our own sort of bubbles, both conservatives and Democrats. Let's learn how to consume information better. And here's a point of hope to each and every one of you out there. 7 states yesterday enshrined access to abortion through the election. 7 states. This points to a place where there still can be incredible gains made, and that is in state and in local governments. Because, again, the national politics always dominates our conversation, but what it's actually about is your state and local government. That's the roads you drive on, the snow that gets picked up, the garbage that gets removed, the parks that your kids play in, the schools they attend, the books that they read. Check out what your local public library's got going on. See if your libraries are getting the funding they need. Get involved in organizations that speak to your values, whether you're a conservative, an independent, or progressive. That will matter. But again, standing up for truth and against hate is going to be a daily commitment, something that we each need to recommit ourselves to every day. I thought the vice president's speech was just incredible. A few things that stood out to me, that when we see a stranger, we actually see a neighbor, that we need to work to lift people up so that each of us can live in dignity. When we fight, we win, but it might take a while. Just don't give up. You have power. You have power to stand up, to use your voice, and to get involved. So I think all those things, very, very critical. Again, when we come back, I'm going to go through my take on a couple of core issues and implications for Donald Trump's second term as president. And then we're going to check back in and go through what do we do next. Because we're going to do this together. The fight continues here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back in just a moment.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My colleague in broadcasting, Dom Salvia, is up at the top of the hour for the Dom Salvia Show. Don't miss that. I'm sure Dom will have some reflections on where we stand today as well. I'm going to go through these issues really quickly because there are a lot of them, and I want to get to the like problem-solving phase today, but I first want to just say thank you to each and every one of you, including some of our conservative callers and texters. I want to thank you for participating. It's by participating, by listening, by arguing that we get better. That is what all of this is about. The arguments, the discussions, the fights will continue, but I hope that we can continue to have these discussions with respect and hear each other, and with some fidelity to facts. When I fail at that, you have my apology, and I will always try to do better. I want to be accountable to each and every one of you as we continue this project called Civic Media, and as we continue this discussion, both here on Civic Media, but more broadly as Americans. Here are the issues. Again, the courts. With the Senate gone, Donald Trump will stack the federal courts more than he ever has. This will be a fundamental remaking of America. You can almost be guaranteed that numerous regulatory protections that keep the ground we farm in, the air we breathe, and the water we drink clean-ish will be gutted. Activist judges from the conservative side of the spectrum, will dismantle regulations that are in place to help protect regular people. Your air and water and ground will become less clean. The United States will fall far behind on addressing climate change, which is actually a thing. All of that will happen. Women's rights and the rights of people of color in the LGBTQIA community will be eroded more on a daily basis. But there will be fights, the tax fight, a fight over a constitutional amendment to get money out of politics, fights over what our state and local governments look like and who they will work for, whether we can actually reform the Supreme Court. These are the challenges that we will face. Because there was $2.5 billion spent in the presidential election alone from only large dollar donors. What a waste. You can probably kiss the ACA, Obamacare, goodbye if the House goes Republican. Wonder how that's going to sort out. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will have less funding. Your benefits will be reduced. Veterans will see less care. There will be increased acts of violence motivated by identity. My identity as an anti-racist feminist. The identity of folks in the LGBTQIA community. More hate speech. AI and big data. Wonder how that's going to sort out. especially the use of AI and big data by foreign actors to continue to attempt to destabilize our democracy through misinformation, fear-mongering, and hate. I'm most afraid of J.D. Vance in 2028, because that guy's a shapeshifter and a con artist of epic proportions. Of course, Donald Trump's prosecutions, those go all out the window. We got the enemies list. We talked about that. We got talked about Aileen Cannon likely becoming a Supreme Court justice or the attorney general. The gutting of federal civil service, the tracking of women's pregnancies. It's all coming. And this. What happens to NATO? By the way, if you don't like NATO or think Donald Trump's right to deride it, it was NATO that really put the United States in a position of global power. It established us as that shining sitting on a hill, as Ronald Reagan once referred to the United States. John F. Kennedy Jr. once said that we will support any friend and oppose any foe in defense of liberty. Not under Donald Trump. If you wanted isolationism, you're going to get it. If you believe in a two-state solution, not happening. You believe in the project of peace, the dignity of every human being, yeah, not a priority anymore for the United States. And I'll tell you who's also popping bottles. Kim Jong-un, Benjamin Netanyahu, and all of the Saudi royals. So let's talk about what we're going to do. Let's together, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, progressives, independents, the I hate politics crew, I mean you too. Can we together agree to fight corruption in government? Can we agree that we need a binding code of ethics for Congress and the Supreme Court? That we need a fairer tax code? Again, getting engaged in state and local government and standing up every day for truth and against hate, wherever it shows up. At your Thanksgiving dinner table, not having it. You're going to vote. You're going to care what's going to happen in the courts. You're going to get involved with the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, the Human Rights Committee. Get involved. The fight continues. That's going to do it for me. Dom Salvia's up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.